see, the great thing about this job is you don't have to be on your own all the time. Doctor, there's a doctor in the house, which is always making me feel more comfortable with life. Dr. O'Connor, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
John, it's lovely to see you.
Nice to hear.
When's the last time you were in with us?
Well, it was ages.
Pre-COVID, the show.
It certainly was. Yeah,
certainly was.
Everything was cancelled during COVID.
My memory is that you were off to Japan or somewhere.
Well, that was cancelled. I haven't been to Japan for 3 years.
There you go. But
yeah,
there you go.
Absolutely.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I'm going in for the first time again in July.
Are you going off?
Yeah.
Excited?
Oh, yeah, I love going to Japan. I really, really do.
But how many years are you actually going over there now?
Oh, God, you really want to know?
Well,
almost 38 years.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Extraordinary.
It is extraordinary.
Yeah.
As a fellow said, at a time when it wasn't necessarily the thing to do,
yeah,
you were doing it.
Yeah.
Which was quite something.
It was wonderful. Yeah, no, it's great. Yeah.
And it's interesting. We're off to the Eurovision on Saturday.
Oh, right.
And I'm like a child.
Where is it on this year?
Do you know where? Turin.
Oh, nice.
The food, the wine, it'll
yes,
be awful.
Yes, indeed.
My
heart bleeds for you.
I know. Everyone around here is saying it's so great to see that you're sacrificing yourself.
Indeed.
For the cause.
Absolutely.
But just to be on a plane and to be going somewhere,
yeah,
to feel that you're... And yeah, to an event. That's
I know.
The other thing, too.
Well, it's I mean, okay, some people are worried about going on planes, but at the same time,
yes,
I was working out, I was on 18 planes in April. And I just got back on Monday and to Ireland, and I'm not on a plane for the rest of May, and I'm thrilled.
Really?
Absolutely
because
thrilled.
Because you're becoming and going.
Yeah, just too much.
So were you performing? What were you up to?
Yeah, performing and teaching.
Where were you?
I was in... I teach anyway in Virginia and
yes,
also in Toronto, so I sort of commute between the two.
Yeah.
And I was in Wisconsin performing with the orchestra there, and where else? I was in South Carolina, and you know, all various places.
It's wonderful.
Here, there, and there.
It's
well, it's
wonderful.
Back on, you know.
But this is the point, to be back on.
Yeah.
And the thing about you is I've always noticed you're a great lover of people. You love the interaction.
Yeah.
You've always had that.
It's great. It's great. It really is wonderful.
No, but there are musicians, as we both would be aware, who would be far more aloof and far more kind of, oh, no, stand back now. I'm very busy.
Yes. They're a little precious.
A little precious. And it's not your nature. But then equally, in terms of yourself and your lady wife, that wouldn't be your way.
That's true.
That you're, you know, that you're out there.
Not and allowed.
Not allowed. And then also the teaching element has also, I suspect, always brought that out in you as well, that you have an eagerness, an interest in
well, I've always loved teaching piano. I mean, I really have, you know. It's I was very lucky in my teachers, and I love passing it on. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when I was in secondary school, the other guys in school would say, look at me and say, you're still playing the piano, you know, like, and like I was an idiot or something, and I felt strange. But at the same time, I discovered afterwards they were all taught by these harridans who if they played a wrong note, they got a rap on the knuckles with a pencil. If anybody had done that to me, I would have given up.
Yes,
you know, I think it's terribly important. You know, parents find a good teacher, a nice teacher,
correct,
and a friendly teacher for their kids, because it
an
makes
encouraging teacher.
Absolutely,
There's nothing worse than the opposite.
Yeah.
Well, firstly, I'm delighted that you're here. The other thing to say is you have a very important event coming up. Listen, you were talking about your age. So you are a young man, dear heart.
I am not a young man.
You are a young man. But you
feel young.
I feel young, yes. Yeah, well, that's the important thing.
Yeah.
You are celebrating a birthday.
That's right, I did. I celebrated my 75th in January. And we were going to have a wonderful concert in the concert hall with the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Yes,
And it was going to be great. And then because of COVID, it was cancelled. But we have rescheduled for August.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that. It's going
to be
wonderful.
Looking hale and hearty.
Well, so far.
I've had the eyes done. I can
touch
see.
Wood.
I know. You look healthy and...
Sure, we've had everything done at this stage, Marty. Come on.
There's very few bits we have to worry about.
Yeah, indeed.
Let's play a little Beethoven while we're here, because you're celebrating on Sunday.
On Sunday in Limerick. Sunday. My first time in Limerick in years.
Isn't that amazing?
It's
university
great.
Concert.
Yeah, room. Looking
it's
gorgeous.
Oh, I bet you are.
Yeah.
Stay with us. Dr. John O'Connor with me. This is for Elise.
Thank you.
great thing about having Dr. John O'Connor with you, you don't have to credit anyone else. You just say, that was John O'Connor. You don't have to try to figure out the orchestra. That's beautiful for Elise. Are you playing that on Sunday, by the way?
I might, as an encore. No, I'm not playing. I'm playing three his most popular piano sonatas.
Yes.
The Pathetique, the Moonlight, and the Appassionata.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, I might play it as an encore.
You it's gorgeous. People love it.
I think it's beautiful.
Love it. Now, this is on Sunday.
Yeah.
And you're obviously excited about it because it's a very special moment. And as you say, to be in University Concert Hall of Limerick is a very, very fine
venue.
That's
a gorgeous hall. Beautiful piano, everything.
Lovely,
and it's the afternoon, so people, you know, older people who don't like going out at night can come at 3 o'clock.
Well, you see, you made a very, very good point. This is 3 o'clock now in the afternoon. It is very interesting that there are still a large number of people who will not go to events.
Yeah.
You know, newish events. In other words, it's different if you're going to something you booked a year ago and
sure,
you still have a ticket.
Of course.
But to go to new events, people, there's many people still wary.
I know, absolutely.
But I mean, it's mask if you wish and all that. And, you know, and the sanitizers and everything everywhere.
Sure, so, I know.
You know, well, they'll take care of you there.
Absolutely.
Now, that's at 3 o'clock on Sunday, but there is another event, of course, that is close to your heart.
Yeah.
How long is the Dublin International Piano Competition going? You've been...
The first one was in 1988.
Good Lord.
So it's, you know, that long. We started planning it in 1986.
Yeah.
We had the first one in 88, and every 3 years afterwards. We couldn't have it last year because of
COVID. Of course.
So we had to delay it by a year.
Yeah.
And so it's happening now. And we didn't have the first round. We're not having the first round live. We got the people who qualified for the first round sent in videos, and we sent them to the jury around the world, and they chose the this quarterfinalists. And they will all start arriving on the 15th.
And was that done because of the awkwardness of trying to get everybody?
Yeah, absolutely.
Suppose,
you know.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I mean, we used to have 60... at least 60 people in the first round, and we had host families welcoming them in. Now the host families are not so happy about welcoming them in, so we've had a great difficulty finding host families to welcome a young pianist in to stay with them.
Yeah.
It's only a week this time, but because they're worried about everything, you know?
Well, this is the point. I mean, and it is literally everything people are worried about,
absolutely.
Because the world has turned on its head.
And even the drivers, we're finding it difficult to get drivers to drive them to the practice pianos and you know, that sort of thing. So, I mean, if there's anybody out there who would like to help, I'd love to hear from them. You know, drivers and volunteers who will just be inside the door to make sure nobody goes in and out when somebody's playing, and host families. We'd love to hear from them.
It's amazing that at this late stage there's still that need.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now we better talk about dates, because when is it beginning?
It's beginning on the 17th, Tuesday the 17th, and we have 17th, 18th, 19th is the quarterfinals, 20th and 21st is the semifinals, and the 17, 18, 19, that's right. 20,
that's right.
21, 22. 21 and 22 are the semifinals.
Semifinals.
And all of that is in the new concert hall in TU Dublin, Conservatoire.
Yes.
Which is a brand new concert hall, which we're very excited about. We had the preliminary Irish competition at the beginning of January. We had 17 Irish pianists vying for a place in the competition. And the hall was beautiful, and the piano was wonderful.
Isn't that
and
gorgeous?
It's going to be exciting to have a new recital venue in Dublin.
Now, where is that located?
It's in Grange Coleman. And it's very simple to get to, because, I mean, there'll be difficulty parking up there. That's the only trouble. There's so little parking. But you can get the Lewis to the Grange Coleman station. And
that's Blanchardstown, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it's before Blanchardstown.
Just before,
And it's only a two-minute walk from the Grange Coleman.
That's right.
Lewis station.
That's right. I'm picturing it now, because the TU carries on into Blanchardstown.
That's right. It's very spread out.
It's very spread out.
Yeah, indeed.
It's enormous.
Oh, it's enormous. Absolutely.
It's absolutely enormous. Now, the only thing is, people could, if they needed to, they could park in the other one and make their way back.
That's right.
There is that, because it's a huge amount of parking.
And Smithfield is nearby, and they could park there as well.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Prices, it's like very reasonably priced again, which is very important, because you want people to come and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Yeah, indeed. And then the final is in the National Concert Hall, with the President attending, bless his heart, with the National Symphony Orchestra on the 24th. And the four finalists will play their concertos with orchestra. And then the President will present the prizes.
And you'll be there, I take it.
I will be there.
Of course.
I'm chairing the jury.
Yeah. Well, of course, when you be all a regalia, you'll have all the regalia.
No, we're not doing black tie. That's too much.
Are you not doing black tie?
No,
not
doing black tie. Right. It makes it a bit too formal, I think.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone beyond that.
You know, it's funny you should say that. Less and less.
Yeah.
I see black tie events occurring now.
Yeah.
And every time I see it, I think that people look like they're either waiters or at a dinner dance from 1974.
Well, I mean, people have given out to me because now when I play recitals, I play in a black suit and a black T-shirt. I don't wear the white tie and tails anymore.
Right.
And somebody said to me once, why? And I said, well, I always, you know, when you were young, it was exciting to get into that sort of gear.
That's right.
But eventually I found out I was like a penguin walking out on stage, you know, I couldn't do it anymore.
But it's interesting you should say that because in a way it brings the artist closer to the audience as
some people have criticised and said, you know, you really should dress up for that sort of thing. And I said, well, you know, I don't necessarily need to.
Yes, but they don't know how much you've spent on your T-shirt. These are things you have to keep in mind.
Good point. Thank you, Marty.
I just thought I'd throw that in. Just
good for you.
Just for the no, always on your side.
Yeah.
There it is. That'll be the piano sonata from Mozart. Dr. John O'Connor with me this morning. John, you were mentioning about the Dublin International Piano Competition and the idea of hosts or people who would help out or people who would drive.
Yeah.
You'd have to vet them, though. You'd be very careful.
I know. Ooh. Absolutely.
You could find a pianist being driven off into...
Be
very careful.
I don't think we'd have that.
But if people wanted to get in touch about this and say, look, I would like to help out or I have an interest in this or can I help you, it's DIPC, as in Dublin International Piano Competition.
Yeah, so the website is www.dipc.ie.
Okay, so if people want to do it, that is a way to do it.
Absolutely.
And the other thing for tickets is the National Concert Hall, which is for the final. Did you say, what date did you say that was on? Do you
the
remember?
The final is on the 24th.
Okay.
Tuesday the 24th.
Okay. The semi-finals are 21st and 22nd. They are in TU Dublin. Everything else is in TU Dublin, by the way.
On the 17th.
17th, 18th and 19th. So we have it all there.
And then they have a day off, the ones who get into the semi-final to recover.
But I remember we have interviewed the odd finalists, but certainly winners over the years, and the excitement and the, and what it means to them when they make the event at the end.
Absolutely! Yeah,
it's such a big deal,
and it's the final is so exciting because everybody has their favourites and wants one to win and all the rest.
Yeah.
And they forget the idea that the jury has actually listened to them over, you know, four rounds. So it's not just the concerto in the final that decides who wins.
There is that, isn't there?
Yeah.
But equally, you want to be as good as you can be on the night.
Absolutely.
Because that, for everybody, is the shining
moment. You want to be the star.
Well, you do. It's also the night when you've bought tickets for all your family.
Indeed, absolutely.
That's that small. Well,
very, very important. Yeah.
Then after the event for the winner, are you able then to do a bit of mentoring, to do a bit of...
Absolutely. I mean, normally we sit down with them the next day and say, who do you know? Who, you know, have you got a website? Have you got this? We talk to them about the you know, how to start a career, which is very difficult. And, I mean, I remember when I won the Beethoven competition in Vienna and people came up to me afterwards and said, you know, your government must be very proud of you because they put so much into it. But the government never gave me a penny.
That's right.
I mean, we're very fortunate this year. This is the first time that the Department of Culture has given us some money for the competition. Bless, you know, these people in the Department of Culture. And I'm so grateful to them because it makes such a difference. And to Catherine Martin, because that makes a wonderful difference financially to us.
But in the past, this wasn't there at all.
Nothing at all, you know. And it was terrible. And even the Arts Council don't give any money to competitions, you know, and it's we have to go out begging. I mean, I've had sleepless nights trying to raise money.
And what's the thinking behind that? Is it perceived that they don't think it's appropriate somehow?
I don't know. Explain it to me. I have no understanding why.
No, it's just that it seems to me that it would be a great sense of encouragement, but the fact of their existence at all.
But then they would say probably that every competition around the country would look for money as well, you know.
How do you say
one is more important than the other? So, I mean, there's difficulties there and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're so grateful. This is the first time the Department of Arts and also Dublin City Council, the arts officer there, has been a great help too.
Sure.
You know, I mean, people are helping, and individual people. I mean, we've had Carmel Nocton being sponsoring us since 2012. Bless her heart. And there
Correct.
Are wonderful people like that who's helping, you know, and our chairman, John Hannan, also is a fundraiser. He actually gives us money as well, you know.
But it means that you're dependent upon that, and there should be another fund, it seems to me. It would be logical.
Well, it would be nice. I mean, when we started off, we had wonderful sponsors. We had GPA, and then we had AXA, and that was fantastic. But since they stopped major companies giving us large amounts of money, we've had to sort of go around begging, in a way.
I
have had to go around begging. Mary says she won't walk along the street with me because she sees people walking towards me and they cross to the other side of the street. If they say hello to me, I'll ask them for something.
And they'll say, it's okay, he's in a black T-shirt, he can't afford a dress suit anymore.
Yeah, something like that. It's difficult, you know, it really is.
Yeah, but it is. It makes total sense.
It's not nice. I mean, if you're worried that people, you know, that people feel that you're being nice to them because you want something from them.
I know.
And it'll be good when I can stop doing all of that. Somebody else will take over.
Well,
I hope.
Yeah, I think your heart is too much wrapped up in the Dublin International Piano Competition.
Well, it's been a special thing from the beginning. They said it would never work when we started.
Yeah,
and look at it now, you know, it's almost 30 years later.
You're unlikely to let go of the reins, whatever. Well, you'll certainly be involved at a very major level. Listen, this concert, by the way, is on Sunday the 8th, which is coming up around the corner.
Indeed.
And it's at 3:00 in the University Concert Hall.
In Limerick.
And in Limerick, that's right. And it's going to be terrific. This is their concert series, Awakening. And I just want to say happy birthday, Dr. Gorkhan.
Thank you very much indeed.
And thank you for joining us. And a little bit of the old moonlight, I think, to take us out.
Lovely.
God bless you.
Talk
to you soon. Thanks, Marty. Not at all. that's Dr. John O'Connor. And the beautiful Moonlight Piano Sonata from Beethoven. And it's 3 o'clock at the University Concert Hall in Limerick on Sunday.